American and U.S. Airways, the merger is done. New Hampshire's AYOT is Senate Transportation Subcommittee's top Republican. And the FAA issues an SAIB for Cessna retractable landing gear. This is Aero News for Friday, February 15, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. AMR Corporation, the parent company of American Airlines, Inc., and U.S. Airways Group, have announced that the boards of directors of both companies have unanimously approved a definitive merger agreement under which the companies will combine to create the world's largest airline, with an implied combined equity value of approximately $11 billion based on the price of U.S. Airways stock as of February 13th. Operating under the American Airlines name, the combined airline will have a robust global network and a strong financial foundation. The merger will offer benefits to both airlines' customers, communities, employees, investors, and creditors. Thomas Horton, Chairman, President, and Chief Executive Officer of American Airlines, will serve as chairman of the combined airlines board of directors through its first annual meeting of shareholders. Doug Parker, chairman and CEO of U.S. Airways, will serve as chief executive officer and a member of the board of directors. Mr. Parker will assume the additional position of chairman of the board following the conclusion of Mr. Horton's service. The merger is conditioned on the approval by the U.S. Bankruptcy Court, regulatory approvals, approval by U.S. Airways shareholders, and other customary closing conditions. The combination is expected to be completed in the third quarter of this year. During the period between the signing and closing of the transaction, a transition planning team comprised of leaders from both companies will provide a carefully constructed integration plan to help assure a smooth and sustainable transition. U.S. Senator John Thune, the ranking Republican on the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation, has named New Hampshire's Senator Kelly Ayotte as the top GOP member of the panel's Transportation Subcommittee for the 113th Congress. The appointment was praised by airline industry's trade organization, Airlines for America. A4A President and CEO Nicholas Calio said, quote, "In her new capacity as ranking member of the Aviation Subcommittee and member of the Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, Senator Ayotte is well-positioned to promote policies that will enhance the economic viability and global competitiveness of our nation's airlines and ensure that our national airspace system remains the safest and most efficient in the world," end quote. The FAA has issued a special Airworthiness Information Bulletin, or SAIB, for Cessna Aircraft Company models 172RG, R-182, TR-182, the FR-182, the 210N, the T210N, the 210R, the T210R, the P210R, and T303 airplanes. The bulletin addresses an airworthiness concern regarding landing gear hydraulic power pack systems. The FAA has received a report of an accident involving a Cessna aircraft model 172RG airplane where a fire started in flight on the cabin side of the firewall and rapidly accelerated. The fire originated from the area of the landing gear's hydraulic power pack system and resulted in a complete hull loss with reported injuries. The investigation concluded that a potential ignition source may result from improper installation of the terminal lugs and improper installation of or missing terminal covers and associated wiring to the landing gear hydraulic power pack motor, which was not properly protected or adequately secured. To deal with this issue, Cessna issued service letter MEL-29-01, dated July 14, 2012, for the applicable multi-engine aircraft, and service letter SEL-29-01, dated July 16, 2012, for the applicable single-engine aircraft. The FAA's SAIB recommends owners and operators comply with those letters. SPEEA has filed additional unfair labor charges against Boeing, saying that company security, acting on management orders, banned engineers and technical workers from leafleting at the Everett factory, according to the Society of Professional Engineering Employees in Aerospace. SPEEA said the charges include reports of managers holding mandatory meetings with employees to interrogate and intimidate them regarding the current contract votes. These charges are in addition to earlier charges filed January 2nd that SPEEA filed after company personnel photographed union members marching at its Everett factory to support efforts to negotiate new labor contracts. An earlier charge by SPEEA filed in October and now waiting action by the NLRB relates to Boeing seizing employee cameras and photographs of the protected union marches, along with videotaping those events. Contract talks started in April 2012. In October, engineers rejected Boeing's initial offer by 95.5%, while technical workers rejected the company's offer by 97%. Their existing contracts expired on November the 25th. When Aero News continues, Britain's upper lips may not be so stiff. Felix Baumgartner tops the NAA's most memorable list. And U.S. balloonists rank 1 and 2 against the world.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Friday, February 15th. I'm Glenn Moyer. London's Heathrow Airport is planning to hike passenger charges by more than 40% by the end of the decade in an effort to help pay for an investment plan that amounts to $4.7 billion. The move was quickly criticized by airlines. British Airways said in a statement, quote, "The charges must be reduced significantly over the coming years, especially when the airport is cutting investment by around 25% from next year onwards," end quote. Virgin Atlantic issued a similar statement indicating that the higher fees are triple what they were 10 years ago, saying, quote, "In the current economic climate, other businesses in private and public sectors, and especially airlines, are making savings and delivering on less money," end quote. The Virgin statement went on to say, quote, "Airports should not be exempt from that, and we call upon the CAA to use its regulatory powers to ensure there is a real terms reduction in charges applied to each passenger," end quote. The Civil Aviation Authority has the final say on fee increases, and according to a report in Buying Business Travel Online, that's not likely to come until January of next year. Meanwhile, Heathrow's chief executive, Colin Matthews, said the investment plan is necessary for the airport to be able to keep pace with competitors in Europe, saying, quote, "We must continue to improve the service we offer passengers and airlines," end quote. As the official record keeper for United States Aviation, the National Aeronautic Association tracks dozens of world and national record attempts. New U.S. records are certified, and those qualifying as world records are then ratified with the Fédération Aéronautique Internationale. At the end of each year, under the direction of the Contest and Records Department, records certified for that year are reviewed and a list of the most memorable is created. The NAA has just released its latest selection. These amazing records and record setters will be honored at NAA's Spring Award Ceremony and Luncheon, which will be held at the Crystal Gateway Marriott in Arlington, Virginia, on March the 12th. Among those to be honored are Felix Baumgartner for his record skydive from 127,852 feet for a record freefall of 119,431 feet, during which time he reached a speed of 843 miles per hour, or Mach 1.25. Colin Gore, who pedaled the University of Maryland's Gamera 2 aloft for 1 minute 5.1 seconds, setting a new human-powered rotorcraft record. And Dustin Martin, who flew his Wills Wing T-2C hang glider from Zapata, Texas, to the north over the Edwards Plateau, landing some 11 hours later near Lubbock, Texas. His 474-mile flight broke the previous record of 435 miles, set in 2001. Two-time world champion Johnny Petrin of Leawood, Kansas, is again the top-ranked hot air balloon pilot in the world, according to the Hot Air Balloon World Ranking List, recently released by the Ballooning Commission of the Fédération Aéronautique Internationale. Petrin has held the number one spot since 2010, having earned the top ranking after winning his second world championship in that year. His first was in 2006. He retained the ranking on the basis of his silver medal finish at the 2012 World Championships held just last summer in Battle Creek, Michigan. Nick Donner of Louisville, Kentucky, is ranked number 2 and is the current world champion, having narrowly kept Petrin from a repeat in the championships in Battle Creek. Donner also won silver at the 2010 World Championships. Joe Hartzell of San Angelo, Texas, ranks 9th, while America's Joe Zavada and Petrin's younger brother Paul are ranked 15th and 20th, respectively. Collectively, the United States has 3 pilots ranked in the top 10, 5 in the top 20, more than any other nation in the world. France is 2nd with 4 pilots ranked in the top 20, but only 1 in the top 10, and that's Nicholas Schwartz at number 10. A total of 793 pilots from 41 nations are included on this list of Hot Air's best. The world ranking list was first established in 2000. It is updated whenever new results of a world championship or world air games are available, generally every 2 years. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.